listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound, the Browns 4-3, looking to get to 5-3 this Sunday, and you want to be there at First Energy Stadium in the freshest Browns gear. So visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app from the convenience of your home, your couch, your car, walking the dog.
I was looking yesterday. There's some nice stuff.
There is some nice gear.
Especially the pink gear.
The pink gear?
Yeah.
That's your thing?
No. But it's nice.
It's nice. Yeah. It is nice and supports a
good cause.
I was
looking for some lids, you know. I was jealous of your beanie on the sidelines.
Suits,
you know,
and beanies,
so I was like,
man,
hey, the weather's going to break soon. I'm going to have to get my lid.
Suits and beanies sweeping the nation right there as the equipment manager of the year. Brad Mellon walks by the Dog Bowl here in Berea. Also, folks, don't miss the new Dog Pound T-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. That's the only place to get it. It's an exclusive, as we like to say, in the business. Now we're going to have our exclusive interview on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline with the one and only Gerard Sherry. Gerard, how you doing today, brother?
Man, I am doing it.
You are doing it.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes, you are. That's what we're told. So we'll try to keep this quick for you here today. The Browns 3-1 in their last four games. Gerard, what is the biggest reason why, in your opinion?
A combination of things. You've had one side dominate. We'd like to see all two or three phases, I should say, dominate a game. But you've done it just enough to get by. And I'm not going to say you haven't played quality opponents. I know people want to throw it out there. Yeah, you played some over teams. And I get all that, but really, the other day, you made plays when you need to make plays, be it on the defensive or offensive end. And when you do that, you make the least amount of mistakes than your opponent, you end up winning football games.
That's right. And Gerard, talk about the play of Brian Hoyer. Obviously, he didn't play his best last week. 111 quarterback rating, 19 of 28, 275. It wasn't flashy. He missed some throws, so there could have been more. He could have thrown a few to the other team. But your overall perspective on his play and bouncing back from the performance in Jacksonville?
Well, that's the thing, Matt, that people won't give him any credit for it. He had the world on his shoulders this past Sunday in that you had a struggling game in which people were calling for your backup already, despite the games you played so far. And that had to be on his mind, but he found a way to ignore that, play through all that, and do all necessary to help put his team and the players around him in a position to succeed. And when you're doing that, you got to give the credit to when it's due, and he's done just that. Has it been pretty? It's not always going to be pretty either. And what do you expect? The guy's on his ninth NFL start. We treat it as if he's been starting for 4 or 5 years. This is just 9 starts for him. And I know that sounds apologetic for him, and it is, because the guy can only get better if you give him a chance. The question is, will he get that chance?
Well, it's interesting, too, because not only does he have an opportunity to get better, teams have an opportunity to get more tape on him, so we'll really see his ability to kind of counterpunch when they try to take away his strengths going forward. Gerard, how would you get this ground game going again? The running game of the Browns has hit season lows each of the last 2 weeks, been woefully ineffective. How would you get that going once again?
Well, that's a great question, Nathan, and a thing that's really hard about the situation with the running game is that, take for Oakland this past Sunday, they literally had 9 guys in the box. And you hear people talk about it all the time. You get 8 or 9 guys in the box. They had 9 guys in the box. And if you got more guys than they have to block you and the guys can actually tackle, you're going to lose that matchup. So the real only thing I could think of is spread it out and maybe go with what would be traditional passing formations with 3 or 4 wide receivers in a game and try to have a 1-back set and see what that does for you as far as creating running lanes, because there's simply no running lanes when you have 9 guys in the box anticipating run.
Were you surprised that Isaiah Crowell only played 3 snaps in that game?
Not surprised, because like you guys, I'm in tune to what's going on during the course of the weekend. Terrence West seemed very confident in how his practice was going and what he was doing, so I figure it had to be something had to give, and if Terrence had the better week of practice, we were going to see more of him than Isaiah.
Gerard, just to flip it over to the defensive side of the ball, I believe we handicapped ourselves early in the season, giving up some yards to some teams that shouldn't have had those rushing yards. Do you feel at this point right now, after 2 consecutive, you know, solid defensive performances, especially on the back end, that this defense can continually to grow and get better, even though we get into a rough patch in our schedule, and be a top 10, top 15 defense by the end of the season?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys hear the dog pound in the background, but to answer your question, yeah, I do, because I haven't seen an A-plus effort out of the defensive line yet to where I'm saying they've done what I think they're capable of doing as far as dominate. We saw shades of it with what Paul Kruger's contribution is, but just imagine if Markevious gets going, if Shear gets going, what our expectations are for them, and then interior part, if those guys get healthy and you get back in those waves, the defense can play much better because the linebackers, I feel, from the inside standpoint, have been solid. Secondary is now coming along. Now we can just get to a defensive line where it all begins to play at a high level. You can have something really meaningful on the defensive end as a unit. So I totally think their best ball is ahead of them, but they're going to have to keep working through the storm that they're in the midst of right now.
Gerard, Browns 4-3, looking to get in 5-3 against the Buccaneers this Sunday. How important is this game to get the W, and what do you think is the key to victory for the Browns?
Well, if you don't win this game, Nathan, where your confidence has to be waning, and you're setting yourself another blown opportunity. And we all know well enough that you cannot waste these opportunities. You wasted one last week with Jacksonville. I should say 2 weeks ago with Jacksonville. So you cannot let a team that is struggling to the magnitude that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are struggling right now come up here and take a win from you, an opportunity to put another win in the column, because they're ever so precious. So this is paramount that we win this football game, because it could do so much to help this organization and our area get to where we want to get, which is the playoffs.
Exactly right. That's where we do want to get. Gerard has been there many times, three-time Super Bowl champion. Thanks for the time, brother, and good luck with that full car you got going on.
Appreciate it, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Gerard Cherry there, brought to you by Ohio Business Machines, OBM. That's Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Team with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. So we want to give you one more chance to get with us, 216-578-0850, right after this break. We'll play a little after further review on the show, and we'll continue to digest the Browns win and begin our turn to the right as we look ahead to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll be back with more on ESPN 850 WKNR.